Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This was published on the 27th of July, 2022, and is entitled False Creek Friend. I want to share a project I've been helping out with for the last couple of years, the False Creek Friends Society. That's a link. I haven't wanted to write about it before now because it was just big ideas talk, but there's some science starting up, and if you're nearby, you might want to get involved. And the first picture here is of a map showing False Creek, taken from OpenStreetMaps. Their color scheme is so much nicer than Google Maps. What's a False Creek? Wikipedia has the facts. That's the link. It's a little piece of the Pacific stabbing into the belly of Vancouver, surrounded by condos, marinas, a cement maker, museums, festivals, Granville Island, that's a link, and a really nice seawall. I'm writing this in our family boat, link, my home office several days a week, tied up at one of those marinas. I bicycle on the seawall. It's a unique, special place, and I care a lot about it. And here's another picture showing a piece of False Creek taken from the top of a 34-story building where I was having dinner with a friend. And it shows the creek looking glamorous and a lot of boats tied up in it. And the caption says, near the East End, there are human and legal stories to be told about all those tied up boats in another entry. Problems. I feel a pretty deep connection with False Creek and can't help noticing a few real problems. One, the quality of the water. There are regular no-swim notices from the health people. There may also be industrial chemical pollutants left from when it was surrounded by sawmills and factories. But we don't actually know much about the nature of the problems. The science just hasn't been done. 2. False Creek contains several locations that were central to the lives of the peoples of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh nations that our ancestors stole the territory from. But there are few manifestations of indigenous culture to be seen. 3. It's not a place. It's a hole in the map with lots of interesting stuff around it. And here's another picture captioned, a foggy day under the Burrard Bridge, that shows a bunch of boats, mostly sailboats, tied up, and the bridge, which is a huge piece of 1920s architecture, looking gloomy and mysterious in the fog. What are friends for? I was contacted in late 2020 by Zaida Schneider, that's a link, retired journalist and mariner, who mostly lives in his lovely tugboat at another of the marinas, and like me, cares about the place. Since then, we've talked to a whole lot of people and registered a nonprofit society and assembled a 7-strong board of directors, I'm one, and launched collaborations. So what exactly are we trying to achieve? Well, we have a tactical to-do list, that's a link. I strongly suggest that if you're in the neighborhood, you read it. But we have bigger ideas. Here's a picture just showing the creek, but the interesting thing is the foreground is a little grassy hill by the creek covered with spring flowers. It's super pretty. How about a park? Canada has national parks, Vancouver has lots of urban parks, and the province of BC has marine parks. All those are links. We even have a national urban park. Those marine parks are just fabulous, lovely places, but they're, by design, a long way from where everybody is, and to enjoy them, you have to be well off enough to access a boat. Why shouldn't Canada have a national urban marine park? And why shouldn't it be False Creek, where 500,000 people can walk to it, and it's an easy trip for another 2.5 million? Canada has Indigenous Protected and Conserved Areas, that's a link, everybody says IPCA, which tend to be remote and fairly unspoiled. You'll never unspoil False Creek, but we could protect it from further damage and heal it where it's diseased, and prove that a city can live in better harmony with the earth that upholds it and the water that surrounds it. Vancouver has a large Indigenous population. Why shouldn't they lead the protection and conservation? I would totally love this to be a hotspot for Indigenous culture and enjoyment. And employment. And after all, Vancouver is a tourist town. We could educate and delight not only the locals, but people from everywhere. There's a little problem in that apparently, that's a link, there was never actually an Indigenous language name for the whole of False Creek. But you know, that could be fixed. And here's a picture of the creek looking big, much bigger than it really is, under a huge cloud cover with the condo towers standing up against it. Latest news. Starting in spring, we worked with the Hakai Institute on their Light Trap program, that's a link, gathering data on what crustaceans are living under the not terribly clear waters of False Creek. We think Dungeness crab may be coming back. In September, there's a BioBlitz, that's a link. It's sort of a marine biologist equivalent of a hackathon, where in the course of a few days, scientists try to build a snapshot inventory of what's living here. Come on down! Lots more projects are brewing. If you're one of the very many people who either live in sight of False Creek or visit regularly, and our dream of making it something special resonates with you, come out for one of these projects and maybe join the society. And anyhow, if you're in a place where you can visit False Creek, you should do that. And if you're planning a visit to Vancouver, do drop by. It's just a really good place. But it could be so much better. That's all, folks.